When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., Devin Caney. We are broadcasting live from the Borgata Hotel, Casino, Spa in Atlantic City. Big 9 o'clock hour of NFL picks coming up in a few minutes. Time's yours later on at 9:45. Time's yours line 215-238-4500. If you want to get in, leave us a message. So we'll get to that little later on in the show. Obviously talking a lot about the Eagles and the Steelers today and the importance of this game. Obviously, tumultuous week for the Eagles. Some back and forth. A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts. Everybody commented on it the right way. But it's really going to come down to how you play on Sunday. And it's going to be interesting specifically on the offensive side of the ball. Do they throw the ball more? Do they get the ball to A.J. Brown? And John, one thing that we haven't brought up in terms of like the X and O's of this matchup that I'd love to get your take on here is how do you deal with a guy like T.J. Watt? I mean, you look at the schematics of it offensively. That guy is just a monster. The way he's able to create turnovers, really scary going into this game. Another reason why Jalen needs to get the ball out quick, because you hold it too long. T.J. Watt's good at not just getting to the quarterback, getting that ball out too.
Yes, that's what this Steelers defense prides itself on year after year. And you know what? The Eagles have done a great job of getting better at getting the ball out. You know, creating the strip sack, the punch the ball out, the you just get the ball away, interception, just play on the ball. Guys like Cooper DeJean who seem to have a knack for being around the ball. I think Reed Blankenship has proven, you know, he's got some shortcomings in some ways, man coverage being one, but man, he can hit you. He can always seem to be around the ball and give you an opportunity for that takeaway. But yeah, we're going to have to chip on T.J. Watt. We're going to have to make sure that backs and tight ends are always available to chip and at help to be that extra layer of security, whatever you call it, safety blanket, just to catch the added punch. This guy's he's got every move in the book. He's going to spin. He's going to use his hands better than anyone you've faced this year. And he's so strong, so relentless. Seventh in the league with 9.5 sacks, and he's mad about it. He's striving to, you know, lead the league every year, and he has led the league, obviously. This guy's that good, and we have to have a plan.
And just in terms of like game planning, stuff like that, you know, when you were going up against a defensive player that had that kind of ability to be a complete game wrecker, is it really like a group effort to try to shut that guy down?
Of course it is. Of course it is. And we've seen with our RPO offense, with the option out, with the option capability, we, against Micah Parsons, end up in a lot of cases making sure he feels, we remind him that he's going to be wrong no matter what. Now, when you run the ball at someone with our RPO concepts in place, you know, it's got to be a helpless feeling, especially, you know, you're not even blocking them. When you option off of a guy, you leave it up to him to be wrong. Whatever you do, Micah Parsons, whatever you do, TJ Watt, you will be wrong. If you crash down inside, we'll give the ball. If you try to, you know, keep the, you know, you know what I mean.
Stay away
There's
from
always
him, essentially.
An
yeah.
option. Whatever you do will make you wrong. And that's a big part of what they'll do today. Help your teammate, also make sure you option off him and frustrate him and actually make him play worse by making him wrong.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles deal with that. 215-592-9494, you want to get on Eagles Steelers. You have a Phillies question. Ruben Amaro Jr. is here to answer all of your Phillies questions, fresh back from the winter meetings. We'll get to the NFL picks in a minute here, but first, go back to the phones, go to Scott in Abington. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Scott?
So I think this whole sky is falling is going to happen again on Monday because while I expect the Eagles to win, it's not going to be pretty. You know, Tomlin's been in the league now for, what, 17 years as a coach? Is that the longest tenure in the league right now?
I think him and Harbaugh are tied, I think.
Oh,
they
yeah,
came in the same year, yeah.
Harbaugh was a year later. But the thing is, you don't last that long without knowing what you're doing. And when he sees what's going on, he's going to put seven people in the box to try and stuff Barkley or collapse the pocket fast. And you're going to see Jalen running around like a maniac in the first quarter out of self-preservation. And then everybody's going to say the same thing. I mean, this is, you know, you got a coach that's basically reading the room, and he's going to know what to do. Now, the Eagles are a better team, so at the end of the day, they're going to win. But don't be surprised if this is like a 3-0 or a 7-3 losing at the end of the first half kind of game. And, you know, I mean, I don't think you're going to see a lot of passing yards. But it's, you know, because this is the worst week to come up against a coach like this.
I think you could very easily see some huge plays to AJ and Devontae because they're going to run some man on the outside. And we know that when they do what you're suggesting, add players to the box, that means you've got less players on the back end to create a safety blanket back there. So that single high safety who could go over and help the cornerback when he's getting beaten by AJ Brown, now he's in the box. There's no way you can stop AJ over the top or Devontae over the top. I'm excited to see some big passing plays this week because of the man coverage we're going to get.
Well, John, but that also depends on whether or not Hurts can get the ball out of his hands quick.
Okay.
So, you know, you're absolutely right. If he can get the ball out of his hands quickly, then yeah, I mean they're gonna have some big plays early. But I mean, look, even in 22, I don't even know what the numbers are. Somebody can probably find them pretty quick. But
he got it out of his hand quickly in 22.
He's not doing it this year.
No,
he's holding on to
he
it.
He didn't
way too
do
long.
It last week.
But he is aware of it. I mean, listen, he does look in the mirror. And the cool thing about Jalen is that listen, he's not perfect, and we'd love for him to be better, but he is aware. He looks in the mirror in the right way, I think, and I think that's
they
important.
They worked on this all week, Rube.
He held the ball way too long last week.
Yes.
And he did acknowledge that. I think he does acknowledge it.
And it's one of those situations where a guy like TJ Watt, you hold on to the ball this long, you're going to be asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Scott, what do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania?
Bottles.
Bottles, that's a good one. Another one that might be more relevant to Philadelphia, you know, still pretty good.
Sure.
You don't seem to be feeling it, Rhea.
Well, because the premise was what represents Pennsylvania since we've got Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and the Eagles playing.
I mean, it's not going to win. It's not a winning answer.
There you
potholes
go.
Is good. You don't have as
I don't
many
know if there's potholes
in California
in
or where it doesn't snow and freeze.
You got the salt on the ground.
Yeah. Well, we're going to say what we know. And, you know, I think when you think of Pennsylvania so much of it is Philadelphia. But The better answers are probably things that are all-encompassing of the state.
I think so.
For sure.
Yeah.
But without further ado, let's do our NFL picks for this week.
It's time for John's Weekly Football Picks.
All right, so time for the Weekly Picks. Now, Joe has left me with his selections. Joe was 1-2 last week, 19-20 overall for the season. Not a great record. Am I giving you all the picks here, John, or do we go back and forth?
I think we'll go back and forth.
We'll go back and forth.
Yeah, right. I'll pick one and you as Joe.
Well, why don't you get started? I'll channel
Fake Joe. So I'll just call you Fake Joe, Tom.
Okay.
All right, Fake Joe. My first pick, I am going to go with the Lions. They're hosting Buffalo. We know that the Lions have to win. I think we're going to be frustrated by the fact that the Lions will win. They are good. They are well coached. And Buffalo's really good, too. Don't get me wrong. It just feels like Lions at home with this extra emphasis on getting that one seed. They've got a great shot. Lions -2.5.
It's going to be a great game. And as Rhea said earlier, very unfortunate that it's on at the same time.
That's such a bummer.
As Eagles Steelers. So I'll give my first pick is Fake Joe to Canada. And my first pick is Miami Dolphins. They're at the Houston Texans +2.5. Give me the Dolphins +2.5.
Yeah, I have the Dolphins. At some point, Joe started picking the Dolphins this year. And it bothers me because I like picking the Dolphins. I'm not going to gain any or lose any with that pick. We're on the same page. In Houston, Miami must win. Houston is two games up in their division. They don't have the same imminent need to win. The Dolphins will win this game. I really have faith in that. And they're +2.5.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that line.
Yes.
Houston has not
Shocking.
Played well recently.
No, they've been bad lately.
My next pick as Fake Joe to Camera, I am taking the Kansas City Chiefs -4.5 at Cleveland. Chiefs -4.5.
Okay. Seems like he picks the Chiefs a lot, too.
Yes.
Chiefs -4.5.
-4.5 at Cleveland.
Interesting. Okay.
Are you sure it's -4.5?
That's what it says. The picks that Joe sent me says -4.5.
No, the Chiefs just like never cover when it's a small spread. So
they don't. No.
The Giants are getting 16.5 points, and they're hosting Baltimore. Baltimore's the better team, clearly, and the Giants have not a chance. And then that's when you say, wait, but maybe they do. Because they're good. They're not a prolific offense. You know they're going to run the ball a lot. Once they get ahead, they will salt it away. That's why 16.5 seems massive to me. You know, like it feels like the whole second half, the Baltimore Ravens are going to be handing it off, just trying to preserve a win. They're going to chip away at whatever the lead is. It's not going to be that huge by the time the game's over.
So Giants +16.5.
Backdoor cover for sure.
Yeah. And by the way, John, 2-1 last week, 23-16 on the season. One last pick for Fake Joe to Camera here. Denver Broncos -3.5 at home against Indianapolis. Feels like a low line, doesn't it? Denver -3.5?
It does feel, pretty small.
Yeah, Indy has just been surprising. They've been game in games, just never that great. You know, it's like they'll keep it tighter than expected. I guess that's all you can say for the Indy Colts this season.
That just surprises me. I mean, Denver, much better team than Indianapolis, but Denver -3.5. So those are the picks for this week.
Hammer!
In the NFL, the Hammer 19-20. You're 23-16. Joe's just 19-20. Look, you can put this thing away. What, next week? If you beat him this week and next week.
Well, I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, Fake Joe.
Okay.
And I actually don't want to give you any like inside track on what I might be doing strategically, Fake Joe.
Oh, well, you have a strategy.
I don't.
Okay.
No.
I can tell since. Since you've started looking at me and referring to me as Fake Joe, you seem to have more of an angry look in your face.
Yeah, than you did. I find you deplorable now. Oh, that you're wow. Fake Joe. Yeah,
but we were fine last segment.
Well, I mean, he did say that you were a bad father for not putting up Christmas decorations.
Negligent.
Tom Kelly.
Negligent.
Right. Oh yeah, negligent father.
Is there a difference between bad father and negligent?
No,
there's a sliding scale.
But then he revealed that he had put the Christmas tree up. So that changed things.
It's a fake tree. I mean, it's not a real tree.
Oh, come on.
Does it have lights on it?
Why do you need to get a real tree?
Right? You have lights on it, though.
Yeah, I have lights
on it. Okay, then that's acceptable.
But it comes with lights.
It's pre-decorated.
Yeah.
We put on the ornaments, though.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
That's
I have a real tree and a fake tree.
Oh, wow.
I have
you two trees? Can't you put Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving?
Well, no, I decorated inside the house.
Right,
the tree didn't come up till after, but no, I have the real tree, and then I have a lighted tree, but it's really big, and it just is Christmas lights that form a tree.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
We have a very real fake tree.
I've become a fake tree person as an adult. It's just easier.
It's easier.
I love the smell. I love the smell.
You real trees are... You clean up pine needles all the time.
You know, back in Mechanicsburg, we would
chop down your tree.
Yeah, we would always chop the tree down, and now it does not seem like there's a place to do that as readily. Like in Mechanicsburg, I feel like that might have been one of the major ways
that people
would have these tree farms. Like I knew multiple people with tree farms.
And what, you just go out with
an axe? You go out with a saw.
Oh, right.
And
a
you
saw.
Walk
it would
through,
be a saw, not an axe.
You walk through the hills, the rolling hills of just Christmas trees, and you find the one that's perfect.
Can you imagine
you
John Ritchie walking through the hills with
that's
a saw?
Awesome.
I actually can.
With a saw in his hand. No, it's so scary.
It's really, it's man, it's
you're
so
such a manly man, John.
It's Christmassy. It feels like Christmas.
No, I can absolutely envision John, like an 18-year-old John Ritchie
but
walking through a tree
corner,
farm with a saw.
Like around a tree, and you encountered John Ritchie with a saw in your hand, I'd be afraid.
Absolutely. Yes.
And that was when John was like smacking the helmet against his head and bloodying his face.
Yeah.
Very terrifying. No drop of the week this week, but drop of the week will be sponsored by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com. Or on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Back to the phones. Let's go to Ken. What's up, Ken? Yo, Ken. Ken's
Silent
not there.
Ken.
Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
I thought you were talking to me a second ago, and I'm like, hey, you got to take Michael.
Yeah, you got tricked.
John, it was interesting.
Fake Joe is tricky.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. He's not even Joe. Like, sometimes I forget. It's Tom. This is Tom Kelly. That's
now,
not fake
now,
Joe
John,
to camera.
Let's be thankful for small favors. We've gone an entire show without talking about the bathroom. So there is an upside here.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
You know, it was interesting to hear you say that you could hear the, you know, McNabb, you suck. I wonder how, if Rhea feels satisfied knowing that you could hear her all the way down there on the field.
That is true. Actually, no, when John was there, I was in the press box, so it wouldn't have been me.
Rhea would have been yelling at Andy, not yelling at Donovan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Tom, you've heard me. I said a million times that Donovan McNabb is the best quarterback in the history of the Eagles organization.
Yeah.
I hated Andy way more.
I know.
You know that. I was an anti-Andy guy.
The best was the Chiefs-Texans playoff game when they're down 24-9.
I was
and you're
decorating
texting me.
My Christmas tree or taking them off, and I was texting
And I see
you.
Like five consecutive texts from Rhea just talking about how bad Andy is.
Yes. They came back in that game, didn't they? Yeah.
What else you got, Ken?
So before I get to the Eagles, which is my main point, I just want to say one thing about the Phillies. You know, when Rob Thompson said immediately after the season ended that you know, we have a championship roster here, I think that signaled that they don't feel like they need to make wholesale changes, and it bothers me a lot that they said it. So, and if they don't have a champ, if they do have a championship roster, then what is Rob Thompson saying about the manager? I'll just throw that out there as a thought.
I'll answer that. I mean, I don't think they need to make wholesale changes, but I do think that they need to make changes, and I think there's still plenty of time to do just that.
Well, I have faith. I already bought my ticket, so I'm trusting you. Listen, if the Eagles run literally one play, if they throw literally one pass, simply to keep A.J. Brown happy or placated, everybody should be fired. I mean, you know, Nick Sirianni says it week in and week out. You do whatever you have to do to win the game.
And sometimes keeping guys happy is part of what you have to do. That is something to bear in mind.
I hate to channel my inner Herm Edwards here, but, you know, you play to win the game.
I agree with that. And I think all the guys recognize that. And this team, even A.J., recognizes that. Even though he's the diva wide receiver, he is much less diva than most.
Well, you know, I'm not – we've seen him now on multiple occasions – really, really upset after or even during games that they've won.
I hate it.
Where he pouted on the sidelines because they ran the ball too much. So, yeah. Look, I marvel at A.J. Brown. Like, he's got the strongest hands maybe I've ever seen. When he gets two hands on a football, it's done. It's snatched.
So I
marvel
awesome.
At the guy's skill level, and I think you should want to get him all every chance you get. But there should be no thought process to me where – we got to get him the ball regardless, just because we need to keep him happy.
No, but Ken, I think the thought process just has to be with Jalen. And I mean, I feel like I'm repeating myself over and over again. Is when the play is there, throw it to him.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
all.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also think that it's kind of it seems pretty obvious to me that since the bye, like if you just look at this team's record since Nick Sirianni's been the head coach, when they don't turn the football over.
Oh yeah.
It's obvious that since the bye, the message to Jalen has been, hey, if we don't turn the ball over, we win, like, every time. I mean, they've won 9 straight games because they don't turn the football over. So, if the message is, hey, if you don't think it's there, don't turn the football over, because if we don't turn the football over, we're going to win.
Where we keep going back to that first play, the first and 20, you know, he was breaking open and he chipped down to a guy, you know, in the middle of the – so, like, to me,
right.
that was a safer play. The one that would have went to AJ.
Ken, what do you think about when you think about Pennsylvania? We got to run.
Well, the only thing is, I don't know what he sees, right? So that's the only part
true.
Of it that I'll say.
That is true.
Some of the most hallowed ground in America, and one of my favorite places, Gettysburg.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Oh,
Gettysburg
is
a good answer. Not
yeah,
a Philadelphia-centric
state. Yeah,
answer.
Very Pennsylvania answer.
I drove out there. I went to a wedding very close by there. That is a long ride.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think the last time I was in Gettysburg was a school field trip, so I don't remember how far it was.
Yeah.
I drove from
cool.
the shore. It might seem longer.
And back to the point, you know, Ken was talking about there is that really is what it is, Rhea. And I think, you know, you're right about it. It's just when the play's there, Jalen's got to let it go. And I get he doesn't want to turn the ball over, but you can't allow that to, you know, totally... destroy your passing.
He's overthinking it.
Right. You're overcompensating. I get not wanting to turn it over, but if a big play is there, you got to pull the trigger and take a chance.
That's all. No one wants them to throw the ball 45 times. This is a running team. But you, when the play is open to pass the ball to somebody who's there, throw it.
And I just want to say to what Ken said about, and I've heard this several times from callers throughout the show, A.J. Brown gets mad when they run the ball. I don't think he's mad because they're running the ball. I think he's frustrated because exactly what we just said, you know, he's wide open and Jalen Hurts is just not pulling the trigger, as Rhea said throughout the show, quick enough and getting the ball to him when he's open. I don't think it's about like, oh, they're, you know, Saquon's getting too much action. I should be getting more. I think it's just a passing game in general. AJ wants to see more because he knows it'll help them win more.
Agreed. 215-592-9494. Final segment coming up. Time's yours coming up 9:45. 215-238-4500. You want to leave us a message for Time's Yours. This is the morning show right here, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems. Eagles, Steelers, Sunday, 4:25 at the Link. Passing an issue of late during the Eagles' 9-game win streak. We'll see what changes up about that for Sunday. The Sixers are home tonight against the Pacers. I believe Joel Embiid is expected to play. And what a night for Scott Laughton. Flyers, a 4-1 winner of the Red Wings, and he had all 4 goals. If you are in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Mix of sun and clouds today, high of 36. It's currently 28. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
WIP Morning Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Richie, Ree Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., Devin Caney. Final segment of the show here. Now it's time for our Guide to Look Forward and Look Back, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. And one of the things to look forward to this weekend, you heard Ree mention the updates. Sixers tonight hosting the Indiana Pacers.
It's been a while.
This is
last play.
5 days.
It happened. And is this right? Like, everybody's actually going to be playing tonight?
No.
For the Sixers? No?
Caleb, why am I blanking on his last name?
Martin.
I don't think he's playing.
Whatever.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, yeah. You said
but
everyone.
But the ones, ones who matter.
No, yeah, respectfully.
Right. That was the only one I saw when I was looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But how many games this year, seriously, have they had Embiid, Paul George, and Maxi on the floor together?
I think
6 minutes.
No.
Well, now with Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Like one and a 16th of a game, I believe. But
any,
yeah.
Wow. Any significance that it's Friday the 13th?
Oh, Ruben, why do you have to do that?
Wow.
Come
okay,
on.
Okay,
if he gets hurt tonight, it's your fault.
Yes. Yeah. If you just black-hatted them.
Of course it is.
And it will totally be your fault.
Yeah. No, I was at a Sixers practice on, it was earlier this week. They've had, you know, just a long break, which I know that they definitely needed, especially Joel Embiid. And Embiid was a full participant in the entire practice. And practices throughout the week. And Nick Nurse specifically said that they were kind of waiting to see how he'd respond to playing. He played last Sunday for 33 minutes, which is, I think, the most Embiid has played so far this season.
Yeah.
And he said he was doing really well. And Embiid looked great at practice. So,
he just needs 5 day breaks in between games?
Right. And luckily, they literally have that.
Yeah.
So this is the only time. Don't play till Monday,
know,
and then they don't play till Friday.
And this is the only time this year that they'll have these massive gaps. The reason they have massive gaps is because they failed at the tournament.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be a bad thing, but
yeah.
I mean,
it's nice.
Shouldn't the reward be
exactly
that you get a week
sense.
Off?
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Joel is healing up.
Especially for this team.
Pay
they
dividends.
Need that. Hopefully.
Yes.
And it's just ironic, too, though, that Embiid, the best game he has all year, he comes back, he wins. Nobody watched that game because it was going on during the Eagles game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, nobody was paying attention
not,
to it.
Not at all.
So that's classic. One thing to look forward to this weekend. And again, with the Phillies, we'll see what they end up doing at the winter meetings. But, Ruben, wanted to ask you a little bit about Alec Bohm, because Alec Bohm's been in some trade rumors. Rob Thompson on MLB Network this week says they are not shopping Alec Bohm. What do you see? And if you're the Phillies, I mean, would you be looking to move on from Alec Bohm?
Well, be listening, and that's exactly what they're doing. And there's nothing wrong, and there's no harm in that. The only issue is that at some point, and I think it's already been done, where Rob Thompson's actually had a conversation with Alec Bohm and said, listen, we're not out there shopping, but we're listening because that's their job. Their job is to try to improve the team in some way, shape, or form. And Alec Bohm has to be one of the best pieces that they have to move and feel like they can improve the team in a way that's different than just having him on the club. Now, if you are considering him, you better get a lot back. This is an all-star caliber third baseman. This guy can really play.
How much is a lot,
Uber? It's a lot.
How much are we?
A lot.
What does that translate to in terms of?
I'm talking about adding pieces, multiple pieces, or a piece that's going to definitely take you over the top and be, you know, like a lockdown championship, you know, player or team. I just think. Listen. Alec Bohm's value as a player is so high in the industry right now because he can do a lot of the things that, frankly, that the Phillies need.
So why would we want to trade him?
I don't think it's they want to trade him. They would only trade him if they can solve a couple of different other
things. They might need to trade him, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And if someone knocks their socks off, you got to consider it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you were on the panel when Rob Thompson was speaking at winter meetings when he said, we're not shopping him, then proceeded to give very high praise to Alec Bohm. Was that him essentially like kind
shopping
of trying
him?
To yeah sell him? Was it genuine?
I don't think he has to be sold. I don't think Alec Bohm, listen, he had a tough time at the end of the year. It was part of it was his hand. Other parts of it, obviously,
his attitude
needed to maybe mature a little bit. Some of the ways that he was going about some of the non-success he was at. But that said, I mean, this is still a really really good player. He was an all-star for the Phillies last year, and probably the most effective job of driving runs in the first part of the season. He had a tough second half, no doubt. But listen, this is a guy that has
it must
a ton
have been
value.
Especially tough, Rube. Like, it must have been so tough we don't even know that it has moved to where this is a consideration. You know, this is a discussion. Alec Bohm, I felt for so long like he was the guy in our lineup that I could depend on most consistently to put a bat on the ball. And now the fact that this is even possible suggests that things went really awry.
They did go awry. And I think that things have to be changed. I think part of it is him looking in the mirror and maybe making some adjustments. And part of it is his overall health as well. Hands are tricky and wrists are tricky. And I think that was a real issue there.
And as you said, Ruben, I think it is important to keep the entire season in perspective. Because obviously, we remember the end of the year with Alec Bohm, him struggling at the end of the regular season. Obviously in the playoffs. But he was an all-star. And it's like, if you're going to trade a guy like that, who are you going to replace him with? Unless you're going out and you're signing Alex Bregman, it doesn't seem like there's a great option. Like, you're going to upgrade third base if you're moving on from Alec Bohm.
Yeah, and this isn't a situation like Dom Brown. Like, Dom Brown was an all-star and really struggled in the second half. This is a totally different thing because he's got more track record than Dom Brown had. And I think you're right. I mean, if we're going to move this guy, it's going to have to be something where they're really improving the team in some other way.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bobby in North Carolina. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, folks. Good morning. How you doing today?
Doing well, Bobby.
Good, good. First off, I want to give out a shout-out to Ruben because I'll be seeing him in about a month down at Philly's Fantasy Camp playing on Team Bull with you this year, so I look forward to it.
Nice. Can't wait.
It'll be a great time for sure. So my question for you, Ruben, and it's something that just got answered in that last little series was if they do move on from Alec Bohm, who do you bring in to play third base? And obviously, you got to find something bigger and better. Or in your opinion or your expertise as a general manager, is it more bang for the buck to go after Kyle Tucker as opposed to Alex Bregman? What do you think?
Well, I think it is, and a lot of it depends on dollars and cents and the trade equity. I mean, what you're giving up to get a guy like Tucker. But I know it's just money for Bregman, but it's a ton of money because this guy's going to be commanding well over $200 million, and they already have a bunch of $300 million players on their team. So that makes it difficult for them as far as just signing. I do feel like they're going to have to move some money off the team in order to make a move like that. So, this is where, the GM and the president of baseball operations, they really earn their money because they put themselves in a tough spot just because they've paid a lot of money to really great players and they haven't gotten to the finish line yet. And now they're in a tough spot to try to maneuver that such that they can. Now, Dave Dombrowski is a Hall of Fame executive, and he has done it. So he knows what it takes and might just take a tweak here and there to get it done.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. So I had one little tidbit for the Eagles here. Tell me this wouldn't blow up the media across the country. I'm predicting a Philly special A.J. Brown touchdown pass to Jalen Hurts.
Nice. Yeah.
You're a troublemaker,
like,
and I like it.
I like it. I sure.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. Bobby dropped off.
Wouldn't that be something? Like, Kellen Moore, whose idea is this? I love it, and I give more power to him if this is what comes out during the game on Sunday.
I mean, it would be hilarious.
So awesome.
If this ends up with AJ actually throwing a touchdown pass to Jalen.
Why not? Totally. Yeah. This would work.
That's a way to flip the script. But I did want to...
I'd say the Lions would... Watch the Lions games. The Lions, I'm telling you, the Lions will go out, they'll run some crazy... I watched a game earlier this season. They ran a crazy, let's get our offensive lineman a touchdown. It got called back. They got another offensive lineman a touchdown the play after that.
Well, I got to say, Campbell's a little reckless. I mean, I know
he absolutely is. He's very reckless.
It worked last week. I'm going for that fourth down.
Hey,
it's
winning.
A stupid decision.
They're winning.
It's bold when they win, and it's reckless when they lose.
I mean, that was a terrible decision. Yeah. You get that.
They're winning.
You're losing that game.
Didn't he cost the team a playoff game last year by being reckless?
Yeah.
That's
what I thought. He apologized, and that team loves him.
Nobody cares about the apology if you blow a playoff.
The team does. The team loves them more.
That's great.
It is great for them.
Well, by the way, talking about the Eagles being in turmoil, do you guys see what happened with San Francisco last night with Devondre Campbell walking out basically in the middle of the game? And, I mean, the players come out afterwards and are just crushing him. George Kittle saying, I don't want to be around a guy like that.
Well, I can't blame them for that.
Yeah, especially for linebacker, they were all injured. They needed him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've seen it. I've been in this situation one time. I'm not going to name names. I saw it. A guy refused to go in, actually removed himself from the offensive side. You know how you got like the offensive side and the defensive side? You got the offensive bench and the defensive bench.
this guy, an offensive player, said, nope, not going in. Just said, nope. His name was called. Get in there. We need
Why?
You.
Why? Like, nope. What was his reasoning? He didn't want to. He was fighting with the coach. Like, what?
It was a long time coming.
Okay.
He was now more focused on a different line of work for himself. Like, he was more focused on just a different path.
Then why not retire
before
a game? Why wait
unbelievable.
Until an actual game?
It was
to choose to quit.
It was broken. It was broken to quit on your team the way that he did in the middle of the season.
Can you tell us who your head coach was at the time?
It was John Gruden.
How did he respond to that?
The guy was not playing the following year.
Really? I got to tell you, that same move got me to the major leagues one time.
Wow.
So Junior Felix was an outfielder that was playing. He was a veteran outfielder who was playing with the Angels, and I was in AAA, and I did not get called up in September. They asked him to pinch run, and he looked down at the manager, and he goes, I'm not pinch running.
Wow.
They released him, and I called up to the big
Good.
So,
wow.
Yeah. How about that? Hey, that happens sometimes. It'll happen on special teams sometimes. You know, a guy who thinks he's bigger than his britches will say, no, I'm not going to cover that kickoff.
Gone.
Yeah, he'll be gone.
Yeah. Really, it may have happened with Devin White earlier this year. A little bit. Yeah,
absolutely.
I forgot about
he didn't
him.
Want to play special teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right.
And that ended up happening. But now it is time for Time's Yours.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WID's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Time's yours.
Time to put all the BS aside. Big game on Sunday. Still fighting for the one seed. I'll be down there. Shout out. Undefeated shout out. Max and Jets. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
Yeah. Hey, what do you think that giant present is? Can you look at that?
Some guy just walked by. John, we don't know.
This guy just walked by. The present is as big as he is.
It's a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Look at it.
A real fake one.
He's carrying a box. It is as big as his body. And it's wrapped, and it looks gorgeous.
It does look beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous of the recipient.
I've never seen John so excited.
Next one.
Yeah, I want to call in and give Richie his props on something. He predicted back in, I think, March or April, he thought Sam Darnold was a great fit in Minnesota, and obviously that's turned out to be dead on. The numbers he's putting up is unbelievable for his career, not even close.
Darnold has been incredible. His coach, I mean, the coaching that he's getting, bringing the best out of a veteran guy who's been around the league, and you see it every year. I'm glad for Sam Darnold
that
he's getting
he's
the
doing.
Most out of himself.
Kevin O'Connell seems like a lock to win Coach of the Year.
So sharp. So smart. Yes.
Yeah. Next one.
Yo, Sixers, good luck getting people to come to that new stadium, because I'll tell you right now, I'm never coming to Center City for a basketball game. No chance, man.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get into the Sixers
sinister
stadium.
Laugh.
It was sinister.
Was that even like a real vote? I mean, it was just going to happen.
It was
happening.
Yeah, it seems like it's on track to be completed now.
Good luck with that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more.
Something totally expected happened. The camera took another day off before an important game this weekend. You know, I read the Bible, and there's a revised version. And the revised version states that it wasn't God that rested on the seventh day. It was Joe DeCamera.
Happy No-Joe Day.
Better than a snow day.
See,
I don't know how I feel
Joe's
about that.
All Joe's going to take away from that is that you,
like you
equated
him
to God.
Yes. Right. Don't do that.
Yeah,
like, moving
don't.
Forward, he will take that and preserve it forever. Yeah, let's try to forget.
He does take everything and twist it into how it can elevate his own ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll bring it back. He'll throw that back at us 3 years from now.
This just
hey, remember that one
TK?
Time the guy compared me to God?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
No, I don't remember that, Joe. Only you remember that.
Let's shut it down, Joe.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so a couple minutes left. Want some more of your answers for what you think of when you think of Pennsylvania. We'll pick a winner before we get out of here for the Jim Gaffigan tickets. Let's go back to the phones. Brian Clifton Heights. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Brian.
Good. How you doing, guys? Hey, I'm just calling up, and I got to say, go with like what Rhea said. Nobody expects Jalen, well, I don't anyway, to be Burrow or to be, you know, these real good, you know, elite quarterbacks. But what we expect him to do, if they only throw the ball 12 times a game, he needs to hit the wide open receivers 8 times a game, especially in the playoffs. We don't, the league would expect that from Tommy DeVito. You know what I mean?
Well, now you're going a little crazy.
But I mean, it's, you know, it's like he needs to be expected to hit them. And Devin made a point earlier in the broadcast about the deep ball 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, this is a copycat league, and they're playing two deep safety now, and they're not letting Jay, the one thing Jalen does is throw the ball good deep.
Yeah.
He has a good line. They're taking that away. And that's helping Saquon a lot. But what he's not doing, which would make this team unbelievable, is to hit the slant off the line. He just refuses to do it. He had a wide receiver, he had a running back last year who was a great screen running back. Never threw the ball to the screen. He has an all-pro tight end.
It has to be called,
man. He doesn't use the all-pro tight end, Goddard. He doesn't use him because he does not want to go up into the middle of the field.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, I mean, see, it would appear that way from time to time.
Yeah. Look, Dotson, guys, Dotson. Say what you want about him. They brought him in here as an inside guy, and he refuses to use him. Like it's at some point, it's Jalen with that intermediate game. It's not everybody else.
Brian, we need an answer. What do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania?
I think I got the best one here. It's, you know, we all see a groundhog once a year. It's his shadow. Huntsville.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's a good one, too.
Strong answer at the end. Let's turn two here real quick. Ed, what do you got?
Terrible liquor laws.
Yes! Yeah. I hate that so I have solid. To go to the wine store. And, you know, and can I just say this about the supermarkets that allow the wine to be sold there? You can't allow them to be sold in line with the people who have a cart full of food.
There you go.
Okay? You got it. You need a dedicated lane.
Wayne in Roxborough. What do you got, Wayne? Wayne.
Yeah, hey.
What do you got for your for answer? What do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania?
Yes. How you doing?
Super.
What do you got, Wayne? What's your answer? Wayne, what's your answer? I think we might have lost Wayne.
What happened?
If he got skipped off,
I think he blipped.
Did signal gone.
All right, so
did
we got
to do that to him.
Maybe I did. Maybe I scared him. I'm such an intimidating force here. But what do you guys want to go with? We got William Penn. We got the Amish.
The liquor laws.
Honestly, the liquor laws and Punxsutawney. Like
they were the two best.
Strong.
They were the two best.
Yeah, one of those two.
Really?
We're still playing.
I thought the signing the Constitution wasn't bad.
That's Philadelphia.
That's more Philadelphia.
Oh, that's very true. Right. Very true.
We're still paying, I think, vote? For the Johnstown flood. Like how many? Like 100 years later. I mean, with the liquor laws, it's ridiculous.
I like the liquor laws.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting outvoted on the liquor laws. Liquor laws work.
Let's go with the liquor laws.
Once you can buy a bottle of wine in a CVS, it all makes sense.
That would be a lot better. Ed wins the tickets. Ed, you get a pair of tickets to see Jim Gaffigan, Barely Alive Tour, tonight, Friday, December 13th, at the Met, Philadelphia. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Arm & Chevrolet. Enjoy the holidays in a quality certified pre-owned vehicle from Arm & Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Arm & Chevrolet at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Who wins on Sunday, the Eagles or the Steelers? 83% of the audience say the Eagles. So that'll do it for the show today. Fun show. Stay tuned. Coming up next.
Let's go Giants cheer. And then he was laughing.
He was laughing at himself.
Laughing at himself. There you go. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, they are coming up next, the midday show. Sports Radio.
Great job, Tom.
WRB.
Great job.
Thank you, John.
Great job, man.
TK.
And congrats on your pop culture win.
That wasn't awkward at all.